皆さんおはようございます。
おはようございます。
Good morning everybody。
Good morning。
これね、この間説教した時と同じように、アツシさんがまた一番最後の4節しか読まなくて、また困っていて、どうしよう、まあ、この箇所について話せばいいかとまた思い出した。これからはあのアツシさんとその責任を変わって、これから僕がその箇所を選んで、彼にあの1節から2節だけその残りの部分を渡します。今日私たちが第2ペテロへの手紙をあのその最後の部分を読みますが、この2、3ヶ月で淳さんと僕がその第1ペテロと第2ペテロを一緒にあのそれに注目して、で今日でそれが終わります。だから今日はそのつまりそのまとめをしたいと思います。ペテロはイエス様の12人の弟子たちの中の一番印象深い弟子かもしれない。とても強い性格の弟子だと思います。まあ、いくつの性格、いくつの特徴の弟子たちがいて、ペテロはその世界中の人たちだったら絶対に日本人ではないと思います。とても強くて、話とやり方はとても直接的に日本人にびっくりさせる弟子だと思いますが、でもこの手紙を見ると一つのことが日本人、その日本の文化と合わせているのです。それは一番言いたいことが一番最後に言ってます。私が日本に来てから一つ学んだのは、本当にその相手が伝えたいことはいつも一番最後に言うから、最後まで聞かないとわからない。その文章でも動詞が最後にあります。で、食べたい食べたくないは一番最後に聞かないとわからない。この手紙にもペテロは言いたいことが一番最後に言ってます。だから これみたいにそのインクがこれはペテロのこの4節は、で今朝のタイトルはあれです。それはあれのあれじゃなくて、それはこれそれあれのあれじゃなくて、あるあるべきこと、どういうふうにあるべきことというあれなんです。Okay, so all of you who are in English, who didn't understand anything, you're just seeing me jump around and having everybody laugh. I can't translate all of those things for you. But the last time I stood up to preach, my co-worker, my partner in ministry, gave me the leftovers. And if you look at today's passage, again, he gave me the leftovers. It's the last four verses of the entire letter. And again, I looked at it and said, what am I supposed to say about this? But we're going through a series of 1st and 2nd Peter, and today is the end. So today is the summary. What is it that Peter is trying to say to us? How is he calling us as disciples of Jesus to be? And that's what we find in these four verses. Those of you who are not so familiar with Japanese culture, Japanese people are very indirect. Okay? When you go into a business meeting in America, you say what you want to say at the beginning, right at the beginning, and then you give the explanation for that. But in Japan, you don't do that. You start out here, and you kind of go around and around and around. And the very last sentence is what you really wanted to say. So if you don't listen until the end, you miss what people are trying to say. Even in the Japanese grammar, the verb is the last word. So positive or negative, how people think, how they feel, whether they want to eat or don't want to eat, if you don't wait until the end, you don't know what it is that they want to say. So you have to wait until the end. Now, Peter's character is not Japanese at all. He's very direct. He's very loud. If I was with Peter, I probably would have thrown something at him a couple of times. I would have been annoyed with him. But he does something very interesting that does connect with Japanese culture. What he really wants to say, he says in these last four verses. And so that's where we come up with the title, Be. I thought about using, I've done another sermon before, I thought about using the Desiree song, you gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wild, the be, what you gotta be. Peter is all about. This is what I want you to be. Okay, and that's what these four verses are about. And the is the ink spot over there. Okay, Peter is writing his letter, and when he writes his letter, you know, the ink splatters all over. This is what he's trying to say. He's written all kinds of other things, but this is the final thing. Yuki meji o tsukaitai desu. Kore kara shita made iru to, skoshi zutsu. What's the word for caterpillar again? I can't remember the word for caterpillar in Japanese. Somebody tell me. Caterpillar. これ何?サナギ。サナギ。サナギ。ありがとう。サナギが蝶々になります。でも、この写真を見ると、そのサナギが蝶々になる。その間でもう全部そのステージが見えます。で、私たちがイエスとの 関係の中にいることは、イエスが望んでいるのは、私たちもサナミから蝶々になることを望んでいます。だから、こうありなさい。これから、こうあるべき。だんだん、イエスと時間を過ごすと、自分も変わる。行動だけじゃなくて、考え方、その心の状態が変わることです。 で、それはペテロの第二の手紙の一番大切な意味だと思います。 So in 2 Peter, there's a lot of things that Peter is saying. He's talking about Jesus is going to come back. We don't know when Jesus is going to come back. That was what last week's was about. So you need to be. You need to become. In the process of Jesus coming back, while you're waiting for him, be. Become this. So you look at there, you've got the caterpillar, it becomes the butterfly, you can see in this picture. And that's what Peter is calling us. If I can summarize these four verses in a picture, it's this picture. We're going from caterpillar to butterfly. That's our goal. I want to start with this verse. This is not very Japanese, but I'm going to start with this verse. Because I think this is the point. God, this shows God's love, and it shows what God's desire is for us, and that's verse 15. Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation. God is being patient because he desires salvation. He desires us to be saved. He desires every person that he has created that he loves to be saved. So he is being patient right now while we go through that transformation process. I'm going to be honest with you and tell you that I don't buy into the idea of once saved, always saved. I do believe that we give ourselves to Jesus, but I believe that Jesus continues to change us, and we have a responsibility to submit our lives in that process. That salvation is ongoing. There are other passages that says, work out your own salvation. God is being patient because he is changing us. And he is waiting for the people around us to be changed. We can't change them. But by our life, by us being changed, we become the testimony for other people, a motivation for other people as well. God does the changing. But there's a part that God has and there's a part that we have in that process. この15節は、 この14節から18節を見ると、その15節は神の愛、神の御心を表しています。こう書いてあります。これは新改訳なんだけど、また私たちの主の忍耐は救いであることを考えなさい。先週から厚さんがその3章の1節から13節まで、イエス様がいつかまた来る、でイエス様が来るときに私たちがもうイエス様とも完全に一緒になる、それは神様、イエス様が一番望んでいることだと思う。でも今はイエス様が我慢しています。忍耐があります。なぜかというと、私たちの救うために、私たち一人一人を救うために、その忍耐、その我慢をしています。私たちがその長長になるまで今忍耐深く我慢しています、待ってます。それは私たちのために、その周りの人たちのために、神様の部分もあるし、私たちの責任もありますが、お互いに神様と合わせて自分を変わることを待ってますので。それでペテロが、だから点点点励みなさい、こういうことに集中しなさいと書いてあります。でそれはどういうことですか。まず傷が何一つなく、汚れも何一つもなく、神に認めて平和に過ごすということ、気をつける。で最後にイエスの恵みと知識において成長する、こういうことにありなさい、こういうことに集中して、こういうような人になってくださいとペテロがこれに願っています。 So then this is where Peter comes in, and Peter says, make every effort to be. And these are the things that he's calling us. These are the things that he's encouraging us towards becoming. To be spotless. To be blameless.To be at peace with God, to be on guard, and to be growing in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus. You can look at all of those things and say, that's very nice, I understand those words, but that means nothing for my life. So that's where I want to call us to today. I don't really have a whole lot to share with you today.My goal for you today is to look at these four verses, and I want to bring it to our language that we understand what that means. Because a lot of times we read a Bible verse and we can even spit out the church word's meaning, but we don't really put it in a language that produces action, that produces some kind of change in our life. And so that's the goal of what I want us to try to do today.You know, we use the word grace, we use knowledge, be on guard. Well, what does it mean to be on guard? What does it mean to be spotless? What does it mean to be blameless? And that's what I want you to walk away. And I hope that all I'm doing is starting a conversation. I want to start a conversation with you, with each other. I want you to talk about this. What does it mean? And I want you to start a conversation with God about what that means in your relationship with God.この言葉を見ると、よくこれを聞いてます。日本人の友達がこうよく言ってます。聖書は難しいよね、あんまりわからないよね、わかりづらいよね、あんまりもう自分とちょっと離れているという感じということはよくわかってます。アメリカ人とかでは、その文化の中でこういう言葉に育てていく。 から理解してるんじゃないかと思うんだけど、これは秘密です。アメリカ人はその言葉を言ってもその意味がわからないのです。からその英語でその意味を説明したい。でも日本人のためにこの箇所ではこの聖書の言葉、ペテロが書いていることは自分と関係ない、分かりづらいという壁をなくしたい。ペテロが言いたいことは私たちが理解できるし、私たちの行動、私たちの人生に置いておける言葉だと思います。だから今日はいっぱい説明するよりもただピンと心に入ったらそれを狙っています。またはこれはどういうふうに自分の人生にかけるかのをお互いでそれを分かち合ってほしい、または祈りで神様とその会話、その時間を持ちたいと思います。ペテロがだからこうやることに励みなさいと言わなく、こうあることに励みなさいと言ってます。あることがちゃんとできたらそのやることがその後に来るから、私たちはよく逆に集中している。なぜかというとそのやることにすぐ見える、すぐ分かる。でもどういうあるべきかのはペテロが私たちに注意しています。 So what Peter is saying is he's saying make every effort to be, not make every effort to do. If you look at that passage in verse 14, he says be, not do. And I think that's an important word choice, because we always flip it around. We tend to focus on what do you do rather than who are you and who to be. Because do is easier for us to see. Do is easier for us to pick on. But to be takes more time. It's also more difficult to apply to our lives. It's more difficult to understand, to see. So Peter is saying, make every effort to be, not to do. も汚れもなく、14節。これを日本語で言ってもあまり心に入れないと思います。傷も汚れもなくは普段にあまり考えないことだと思います。だからその汚れは心の汚れという意味として考えて、神様が見ること、それはその本当の思い、心の中の罪、汚れもなく傷もなく、先ほど言ったようにそのやることだけじゃなくてあることが大切で、それは汚れと傷でよく説明できます。汚れはあんまり見えないところ、傷はすぐ見えてくる。血が汚れた、まあ浴びていたら分かるんだけどその中は見えない。でも傷をつけることはすぐ見える。だからその傷は他の人がそれを見てあれは罪だよと言える罪。でも汚れは私たちの動機から、なぜこれをやっているのか、本音で何を思っているかという罪もあります。で、汚れはその 心の呼ばれ。で、傷はその表面の傷、他の人が見えること、その行動でその罪を犯す。罪という言葉を もう一回繰り返して言うと、日本の文化ではその罪はその社会的に大きな許せないこと。でも聖書の罪は神様の心、神様の望んでいることから離れていくという意味です。So to be spotless, to be blameless.、Even in English, that really has no meaning. I mean, we can kind of understand the concept, but I'd like you to think about it in this way, that to be spotless, I want you to think about that on the things that are on the inside that other people cannot see. And to be blameless,are the things that other people can see. If somebody can place blame on you, they can place blame on you because they can see something that you've done. So I'm playing with the word blame in that. But blameless and spotless, there are two parts. Like I said, there's do and there's be. It's easy to see do, it's more difficult to see be. So I would link spotless with be and blameless with do.There's the sin that comes with the sinful action, but there's also sinful intent. You know, I'm going to help this person so I look great and everybody thinks I'm wonderful. That's an intent. Everybody else can see by your action, you look great. You look like you're doing wonderful things for Jesus. But where is the intent coming from? So there's different parts that we see.And Peter is calling us, what God sees, what other people see, in both of those things, in our lifestyle and in our heart, I want to call you, I want to challenge you towards Jesus' likeness. この写真もわざと選びました。なぜかというと、その外側も見えるし、その中側、その内面も見えます。だから本当に綺麗に見えます。こういうようなイメージでありましょう。とてもいい。I'm sorry, I forgot to say too. I chose this picture on purpose because you can see the outside and you can see the inside of that glass. You know, when you're washing the glass, if there's going to be leftover residue, you can see it both on the inside and the outside. And this is what Peter's calling us to. He's calling us to.Cleanliness on both sides. Being at peace with God. If I was going to give that another word, I would say to be in relationship with God and to be in line with His will. Be at peace with Him. God desires relationship with us. Even before we desire relationship with Him, He desires relationship with us. Even before we are looking for Him,He is looking for us. He is searching for us. And more than anything, He wants a relationship with us. So to be at peace with Him is to have that fullness, to have that relationship with Him, and to be in line with His will. I love this picture. I don't think I need to explain it, but I think that picture tells you the kind of relationship with God.この写真も説明しなくていいと思いますが、その平和、神の平和に過ごすということは、神様といつも一緒に行って、御心に合わせて生きるという意味だと、まあ、簡単に言うと思います。神様はどうしても私たちのことを大好きです。私たちを愛しています。私たちが神様を愛する前に、神様は私たちのことを愛しています。私たちが神様を探し求める前に、神様が私たちを探し求めています。だから神様がどうしてもその親密な関係が 望んでいます。で、私たちと神様がつながれば、その平和があるということ、あと私たちの生き方は神様と合わせることは、その平和はあること、結婚している方はよくご存知と思いますが、その結婚相手がこう思って、あと自分がこう思って、でも一緒にならないと、その関係の中は平和がないです。だから私たちと神様も同じように、私たちが神様と合わせて一緒に行くでは、神様との平和があります。よく気をつけるください。この言葉はよく日本語で聞いてます。安全安心一番だよね。よく気をつける。で、この17節のよく気をつけるのはどういう意味でしょうか。ただ注意深く過ごすだけではなく、信仰にとどまった歩みを守る。信仰という言葉をよく言うと、それは頭のことだと思うんだけど、信仰の歩み、その歩みという言葉を言うと、その動機、動ける、信仰の歩みを守る。ペテロがイエス様と手をつないで一緒に歩みながら、その信仰生活を守ってください、そういうような人になりなさいと、この17節に言っています。 So be on guard. Be on guard doesn't just mean protect yourself, protect your faith. Don't only be careful, but also be faithful. Living in a relationship of walking with, in the Japanese I use the verb walking in faith. Protect your walk in faith. We grab hands with Jesus and we walk with him. You know, faith is not just a concept that we keep in our mind. Faith is an action in our life as well. 最後に、イエスの恵みと知識に成長する。このイエスにのはとても大事なことだと思います。ペテロは恵みと知識に成長するだけ言わなくて、それだけを言ったら足りないです。イエスの恵みと知識に、そのイエスが中心で、だからイエスのようになりなさい、イエスの性格にありなさい。で、それはどういうふうにやるか、それは知識と恵みによってイエスのように成長しなさい。で、知識のは頭のこと、イエス様を知る、御言葉、その情報がわからないとイエス様がわからない。でも残念ながら私たちが頭だけで止まります。でも頭だけで知ることだけじゃなくて、ここで分かることのは恵みということです。イエス様との関係を築いて、その体験、その経験からイエス様のことも分かるという意味です。Growing in Jesus, in His grace and knowledge. I think in Jesus is the important thing. Peter doesn't just say, grow in grace and knowledge. He says, grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. Of Jesus. The grace that belongs to Jesus, the knowledge that belongs to Jesus, the knowledge about Jesus, the grace that comes from Jesus. So the in Jesus, I think, is important. That's his likeness. That's his character. But we can't allow God to produce that character if we don't have these two things, knowledge and grace. And I would say knowledge is the head, and grace is the heart. People like to have either or, but we have to have both, because God gave us both. It'd be really funny if we walked around with no heads. We also couldn't survive if we didn't have hearts to beat. So we have to have both. We have to have the information about Jesus, and we have to have the transformation that comes from Jesus. And I think that's what Peter's calling us to. Disciple me. Naze. Naze ko ari nasai. To Peter wa kaita aru. Yesama ga kuru yo. Dakara koyu fu ni nari nasai. To iinagara. Sono mokuteki. Sono mezashiteru koto wa aru wake desu. So why? Why is Peter saying? You know, Peter goes through, he writes all these things in two letters to the different Christians. And what is the point? It's like, okay, so what? Why? Why are you calling us to be like this? And I think it's this. It's verse 18. This is how he sums it up. Because to him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen. That is our purpose. That's why God creates us. When we do this, our joy is overflowing in our lives. If you have ever brought glory to God, I would argue that there's no way that you could not have felt joy, even if you couldn't express it, even if you didn't identify it as that. When you brought glory to God, you felt joy, because that's what God created you for. That's our purpose. That's the point. That's why we're living. People say, what's the point in life? This. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. では、私たちの生きる目的。これは私たちの喜び。よくこういう質問を聞いて、なぜ私が生きているのか、人生の意味は何でしょうか。もう80年間で生きて、亡くなって、滑走して、で終わりました。じゃあ一体どういう意味があるのか。で、ペテロが、なぜこうありなさいと言っているのか。それはこの18節、このキリストに栄光が今も永遠に永遠の日に当たるまでもありますように。アーメン。私たちが作られた理由は神様に栄光になるために、それをやるときには私たちの喜びが溢れていく。それを気づかなくても喜びが溢れていく。それは私たちの生きている目的と信じています。強く信じています。なぜ私たちが他の人を愛しているのか。神様がその人を作られたから。その人は神様の宝物だから。私たちも神様の宝物、神様に作られたもので、お互いに愛するときにはそれが神様に栄光になります。それで私たちがその喜びがあります。私たちを愛している神様、ペテロが第二ペテロの手紙に書いてありますように、他私たちがそのような 弟子になりますように、私たちにあなた様の愛と恵みと知と力を与えてください。 We pray just as Peter wrote in his letter that you would give us the love, the grace, the knowledge, the wisdom, and the power to be the people that you have called us to be the disciples that you have called us to be. We pray this in the name of Jesus. 主イエスの名を通してこの祈りを捧げます。アーメン。Thank you.